Under the newest health care bill that could come to a vote next week, some states, including North Carolina, stand to lose a lot of federal dollars. That's according to one of the leading health care consulting groups. They attribute the loss to spending limits to Medicaid and changes in federal subsidies for people buying coverage on the health insurance exchanges. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
The government office that measures how many people could lose coverage under the new health care bill won't have time to finish crunching the numbers before a potential vote next week. But Avalere Health, a healthcare consulting group, analyzed how much money states would lose under the Graham-Cassidy-Heller-Johnson proposal. Over the next 9 years, the feds would give states $215 billion less. That would mean a 1% cut for North Carolina initially. But Chris Sloan, an author of the report, says that changes after 2026. That's when other funding to help people getting insurance on the marketplace would disappear.
The formula and the way the bill works kind of drives a lot of that money toward the very low income at the expense of sort of the middle low income or the lower middle class group who currently are getting some help under the Affordable Care Act.
Sloan says that's because federal funding would be tied to how states cover the poorest residents. That's one of the reasons Governor Roy Cooper opposes this bill. He says North Carolina's middle-class families would be worse off if this passes. Senator Richard Burr supports the bill, and Senator Tom Tillis has not yet responded to requests for comment. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.